News release: Rocky Mountain National Park with visitation to Northern Colorado Front Range trails expected to increase over the holiday weekend and beyond. A group of 8 federal, state, and county land managers remind visitors to plan ahead before heading to public lands. Visitors are encouraged to have safe, enjoyable outdoor experiences while helping to preserve natural areas for future generations. Public land agencies with lands along Northern Colorado's Front Range remind visitors to know before you go, and prepare for your visit over Memorial Day weekend and throughout the summer, including anticipate what you will need for your activity and know your limits. Local public land agencies continue to see sustained high numbers of rescues. Don't take unnecessary risks. Wear appropriate clothing for cold, wet, or changing weather conditions and look at the weather forecast and trail information for your specific destination. Tell people where you're going and when you plan to return. Make sure to bring food and water. Know which public lands allow dogs on trails, and which don't. Know when leashes are required, and always pack out waste. Pack extra water for your pup. Dogs can suffer from heat stroke just as humans do. Dog waste does not biodegrade and negatively impacts water quality. Be prepared to pack out all dog waste when receptacles aren't available. Know how to handle wildlife encounters. Understanding how to coexist with wildlife is an important part of a safe recreation experience. Be aware if you will be visiting areas with wildlife and learn ahead of time how to safely manage encounters for you and the animal. Always keep your distance. Plan for where you will park and have alternatives. Be flexible and have an alternate plan in case the parking lot is full. Look at park information ahead of time to see whether a reservation is required. Take shuttles to popular recreation areas and check parking lot cameras if available. Be aware that illegally parked vehicles will be ticketed. Stay on the trail. Walk through mud to avoid widening the trail and damaging resources. If you need to step off trail to let others pass, avoid stepping on vegetation. Help protect sensitive wildlife habitats by staying on trail and out of wildlife closure areas. Be careful with fire. Know that a fire can start from the smallest spark or prolonged heat on dry tinder. Remember to check local fire bans or restrictions. Know and follow all rules and regulations. Review agency rules and regulations before heading to the trailhead, as individual areas may have special restrictions or guidelines. Note that higher elevations can still have snow this time of year, and some roads may still be closed. For areas or activities requiring reservations, check far in advance. Watch video. Tips from Colorado Front Range Public Land Managers. Know before you go. The group of public land agencies who participated in this joint release remind visitors to view critical advisories and trail maps before planning visits to public lands. Boulder County Parks and Open Space, Clear Creek County, Gilpin County, Jefferson County Open Space, Larimer County Natural Resources, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, Northeast Region National Park Service, Rocky Mountain National Park, U.S. Forest Service, Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forests, and Pawnee National Grassland. Visitors can also download the following trail apps developed with support from local municipalities, counties, the state of Colorado, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and Great Outdoors Colorado. Colorado Trail Explorer, CoTrex, available for free in the Apple and Google stores. Boulder Area Trails App, available for free in the Apple and Google stores. Rocky Mountain National Park is part of NOCO Places 2050, a group of 8 agencies collaborating on ways to address the challenges of high visitation and a growing population in northern Colorado's foothills and mountains. This collaboration is committed to sustainable solutions, equitable actions, and beneficial land management practices for the long-term conservation of public lands in Colorado and the quality of the visitor experience.